So first of all, just tell us, why did you like the book?
As a part of my healing and a part of the release, different methods of healing are different for every person. And I tried a few different methods and nothing seemed to propel me forward or move me where I wanted to be. And I remember someone telling me you should put it down in words. So I decided to write this book, and it didn't actually start out as a book, it started out as a blog. And as I wrote a chapter in the blog, or as I wrote a page of the blog, I decided that I would write it, publish it in the blog and put it behind me, and I would never look back at it and never revisit that part of my life. And it just seemed to work. One blog turned into two to three to four, and before I know it, I think there was something like 50-odd blogs. And a lady from America was following the blog, and she thought it would be a good idea to turn the blog, or the basis of the blog, into a book. And it kind of went from there, really.
So tell us briefly about your story, about what happened to you.
And basically, I served 17 years in the British Army. I then left the British Army and I moved to Kandahar in Afghanistan. I became a private military contractor for the US government. And it was during that time that I was coming back and forward to the UK, and I met a girl. We fell in love. We got married. It was all very, very quick. And it slowly started to change, and it got worse and worse and worse. And eventually, the result was that I was left with no home, no car, no family, no friends, nothing. I was left with absolutely nothing. And it got to the point where if I had continued in the relationship, I could see the end game. I could see what was coming, and it wasn't a very good outcome for me. So I decided to leave, and I left it on December the 2nd. I got into a hired car that I'd hired. I slept in the car for about 4 days and tried to get my thoughts together. Once I got my thoughts together, I came up with a plan, if you like. And the plan was to drive home to Scotland because I've got two children here from a previous relationship. I had a little bit of money left in the bank from the last tour of Afghanistan, and I leased an apartment. I got myself together. I decided what I had to do in life, and I started to formulate my plans, and part of that was to be financially secure. So I had to go back to Afghanistan to earn some money, and it was during the time in Afghanistan I had a lot of time on my hands. I had a lot of thinking to do, and I started to write the blog, which then of course turned into the book.
So what was happening to you in your relationship?
Narcissism is a type of behaviour that someone develops over their life. They don't really know about it and they don't acknowledge it. And to them, they're right all the time. Everything they do is correct, and whatever you do for them is never going to be enough. When you decide to give your heart and soul to someone, they should take it and worship it and give you it back. But that's not the case, because the more you give, the more they expect. And once you've given everything, they'll then change the goalposts and want more, and I didn't have any more to give. I was abused daily, verbally, sometimes physically, but again, being a man, people don't like to speak about that, and people don't like to acknowledge it, and it's embarrassing. I'm the type of person where once I get out of the relationship and I got back on my feet and I found my confidence, I was quite happy to tell people what happened to me, and I'm quite happy to continue to tell people what happened to me, because it's real. Narcissism is a real thing. Domestic abuse, be it verbally, mentally, physically, it is abuse, and it will continue. And it's a shame, because there's people in the position now where they're not strong enough or mentally ready to make that break and make that leave. And my story and me doing this is about telling people, you know what, stop. Just stand up, take a big deep breath, and look at the end result of what's going to happen to you, because it's not going to be good. And for you to have long-term happiness, you must have short-term pain. And that short-term pain is the part where you're going to leave and you're going to have all the kickback and all the bad things said about you and all the false allegations, etc., etc.
Within your relationship, what was the sort of lowest point for you?
The lowest point for me would have been when I was made to give up Afghanistan. I'm institutionalised, or I was institutionalised by the British Army, and the fact that I spent 5 years in Afghanistan. People may find it scary or find it intimidating. I didn't. I thrived. I enjoyed it. I had a sense of worth. I had a sense of purpose, and it was something that I loved doing. Although I loved my family, I still loved my job, because you have to have a focus in life. And the narcissist, she pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And finally, I was so tired, I was so broken and worn out by it, I gave up Afghanistan. And I went to work in a beauty salon with her as a receptionist and doing some piercings and stuff like that. And I think for the 6 weeks that I lasted in there, was probably the worst 6 weeks of my life.
Now, was it important for you to have your say as like a sort of therapy for you, really?
Definitely. Like I said, the book was my therapy. The book was me putting it out, publishing it, seeing it in black and white and putting it behind me. I've never actually read the book to date. And to be honest, I probably never will, because when I published that Pacific chapter, I then looked at it as being behind me and I didn't need to look at it again. But there are the reviews that are saying this is a life-changing book and this has propelled me forward so much. Thank you very much. The hardest thing for people to understand is the word narcissism, because it's not a common word. It's not a common phrase that we use a lot, and most people don't pay particular attention to it. But a lot of domestic violence that's not physical, that's mental, is from narcissistic traits. Narcissism is on the same line as sociopathism, but just a slightly bit lower. It's got the same tendencies and traits, no apathy, sense of self-worth, sense of gratification, quick fixes. And if you're married or in a relationship with a narcissist, you ask anybody, do you class that as domestic abuse? And they'll probably just hang their head and cry for a while before they answer you, because that's how full-on and intense and bad they actually are.
Has what happened to you left you damaged, or have you managed to move on completely?
Damaged is a really strong word, and I certainly wouldn't say I'm damaged. I would say I'm guarded now, and I'm still open to love. I'm still open to the happy ever after. I still believe that there's somebody out there for me who's perfect for me, and I for her. But I would spot signs of insecurity or jealousy, and I would probably edge away from them completely now. So I can see things a lot clearer with people who's got issues and who's not.
And things have taken a really fantastic turn for you with regards to the book Across the Pond, haven't they?
Yeah, my life's changed completely over the last 3 months, I would say. I've just signed a contract with a media company in the US, and I've been signed up for 5 radio shows, a few talk shows, and a book publicity tour over in the States. And that's all going to be happening towards the end of August time. And my life's a bit of a whirlwind at the moment. You know, I'm sat in a radio studio right now that I never thought I would be. I've got press coming to my home and people phoning me all the time asking for interviews and stuff. It's all a bit crazy at the minute, yeah. It's a long road and you have to travel it. Wherever you are, if you're sat out there now and you think that you may be involved in a relationship where it's just verbal abuse or mental or emotional abuse, you need to get to a point in your life where you're going to say no more, stand up and walk. When you do that, just have the faith and have the confidence that it is going to be better. You are going to come out of this a stronger, more emphatic, more happier person. It's just going to take you a little bit of time to get there.